The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid his hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, here's one of the most unusual miracles, the only miracle in the Gospels in which Jesus heals somebody in two stages. He lets the blind man see, but only first after letting him see badly. Right? Did Jesus botch the miracle? Is this amateur Jesus? Right? Is this Jesus in training? No, no, and no. Jesus Christ is the second person of the Blessed Trinity who acts in a sovereign and deliberate manner in everything that he does. And St. Mark put this into his gospel deliberately, and the reason is because we are supposed to see ourselves in this man. Now notice, Jesus heals the man from his blindness, and he asks him, "Do you see anything?" Stage one. And the man says, I see people walking around, but they look like trees. Question for you here this morning. How does the man know that anybody looks like a tree if he's blind? Answer: the man was not born blind. He lost his vision. He used to have vision and he lost something. And that makes him very much like us, because we've lost something too, haven't we? Honestly, we've lost our innocence through freely chosen sin. And Jesus is going to restore what's lost. But he's going to do it the same way he did it with this man here in the gospel. He's going to do it with our cooperation and in his own good time. Now, why doesn't Jesus just heal the man instantly? Why doesn't Jesus heal us of all of our moral faults instantly? Why can't we throw up one prayer and all our faults will be history? Well, sometimes that's happened. It's happened to St. Paul. It happened to St. Augustine. It happens, but it's unusual. Almost never does the Lord deliver us from our faults without any cooperation or effort on our part. And we actually want it to be that way. The reason is, because a gradual healing and a persevering cooperative healing is the recipe for a permanent healing. And that's what we really want. Notice, when Jesus cures this man, he cures him with spit. Now, St. Jerome said that spit is an image of that which proceeds forth from Jesus' mouth. You know, his word and his sacrament proceeds forth from his mouth. But let's be honest. It's kind of yucky, for lack of a better term, isn't it? Right? I think maybe he could have found a neater way to heal this man. Well, believe it or not, there's a message in that as well. The spiritual life is not for the faint of heart. Our healing isn't neat. It isn't clean. It isn't pretty. It takes patience. It takes perseverance. And it takes a large dose of humility on our part. You know, in the first reading from St. James, we hear about correcting your tongue and being in control of your tongue, or you're not really much of a spiritual man or woman if you're not in control of you. You ever tried to control your tongue? It's very hard to do, isn't it? You know, you people come in all the time and they say, you know, I take the Lord's name in vain, or I swear like a sailor, and I wish I could be better. And I always tell them, persevere, persevere, persevere. You ever found yourself gossiping about people behind their back? Yes, yes, everybody does. And you try to stop, but you can't stop, right? Just try this for a challenge for the day. Try only saying good things behind somebody's back. See if you can do it. It's very hard, right? See, I can't stop. Persevere, persevere, persevere. That's the way we're healed from our faults. Patience, perseverance, and humility. The grace of perseverance and the grace of salvation are the same grace. You will not be lost if you do not quit. That's why we persevere. That's why we press on. That's why we take Jesus by the hand until he leads us safely home. Amen.